Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. U.S. halts Haiti flights after two American planes hit by gunfire. A Spirit Airlines flight en route from Florida was struck by gunfire while approaching the airport, and a JetBlue aircraft traveling from New York also sustained damage. The United States has implemented a 30-day suspension of all flights to Haiti following attacks on two commercial aircraft at the Port-au-Prince International Airport. Additionally, the United Nations has halted flights to the Caribbean nation. Since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in 2021, Haiti has spiraled into chaos and violence. A Kenyan police mission, supported by the UN, has struggled to contain the armed gangs that now dominate much of the capital. The United Nations, UN, also announced the suspension of flights to Haiti due to security concerns, which will significantly restrict the delivery of humanitarian aid and the movement of humanitarian personnel into the country. The announcement followed the issuance of a notice by the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, to all airlines operating in the United States, declaring Haiti temporarily inaccessible due to the incident that occurred on Monday at Toussaint Louverture International Airport. A Spirit Airlines flight en route from Florida was struck by gunfire while approaching the airport, and a JetBlue aircraft traveling from New York also sustained damage. In response, Spirit Airlines, JetBlue, and American Airlines promptly canceled several of their flights to Haiti. Meanwhile, Sunrise Airways, a Haiti-based carrier, reported that its services to Florida and the U.S. and other Caribbean locations continue to operate without disruption. This marks the second instance this year in which air travel to and from Haiti has been hindered by armed gangs. Airports in both Port-au-Prince and Cap-Haïtien experienced closures lasting nearly 3 months following a series of shootings in late February, during which the gangs sought the removal of acting Prime Minister Ariel Henry. The latest attacks coincided with the interim council governing Haiti dismissing acting Prime Minister Gary Conille and installing his successor, Alex Didier Filzam. Neither individual has yet addressed the shootings or the subsequent flight restrictions. This was an act of terrorism. The nations that are monitoring and assisting Haiti should classify these armed gangs as terrorist organizations, stated Luis Abinader, the president of the neighboring Dominican Republic, during a press conference on Monday. The two nations share the island of Hispaniola in the Caribbean. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.